This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We have to do things differently, and I need your help.
Governor-elect John Bel Edwards addressed the Council for a Better Louisiana annual meeting Wednesday, giving every indication he's fully focused on the job of governing and the challenges he faces.
Some of you in the room are fearful that I'm going to try to govern from the far left. Well, let me tell you something. I believe that the real solutions to our problems happen to be in the center of the political spectrum. And I also know the constraints that I'm going to have with the legislature that I'm going to be working with. But we are going to do the things that I said we were going to do.
Edwards again promised he'll push Medicaid expansion, push raising the minimum wage, and push gender pay equality. He also says he's going to change the way higher education is funded.
Don't be surprised if one of the things that I push next year early on is a repeal of the SAVE Act.
He urged the assembled business people not to just stand aside and criticize, rather to get involved.
If I propose something that you don't like, don't simply tell me you don't like it. Come with another approach.
After his speech, Edwards met with the media and said one of his first executive orders will be to prohibit state discrimination against the LGBT community.
My expectation is to issue an executive order that's very similar to the one that Edwin Edwards and Kathleen Blanco had in place while they were governors. I think it's the right thing to do.
He also said he'll begin naming cabinet members next week.
It is my expectation to start with the most critical announcements.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.